Welcome to the Together in the UK podcast. This evening, I'm going to be interviewing Christian Pedraza, originally from Colombia, who is the director and the manager of Spanglish Universal. First of all, Christian, welcome to the Together in the UK podcast. Could you give me some flavour of what it was like growing up in Colombia, please?
Thank you very much, Teresa, and thanks for inviting me. Yeah, but growing up in Colombia is a completely different situation and completely different world, education, neighborhoods, communities. Yeah, all these things make it different growing up in Colombia. And then as in Colombia, being in a developed country, there are many social differences. And coming from a humble family, growing up in a poor neighborhood gave me the strength to face different challenges differently. And I found like the great advantage of it. And that helped me to face other challenges that I have had in my life.
So you learned resilience. Tell me a little bit about how the education system is different.
In my class, when I graduated, we were 52 students. And it's like that in the whole year. I mean, during all the education in Colombia, you have 51 classmates. It's very difficult for teachers to control that amount of students. So you kind of create a really close relationship with your classmates, and you really need to choose your classmates. You create this atmosphere of a friendship with your friends, and yeah, that's most likely how you learn.
Is there a culture being very respectful to teachers? Because sometimes people who've immigrated to the UK tell me they're quite surprised about how informal students are with teachers.
In my last year of education, there were 7 classes, and there was one which was like the selection of the lowest academic, the lowest academic progress. So these students, they have many difficulties. And I remember for teachers struggling to provide lessons in this class because they were really, really informal, really into it, like for the teachers.
I think it'd be really interesting if you told us a little bit about the community that you grew up in Colombia.
The community is a big fact of who I am at the moment. The community is really important in terms of creating this atmosphere of having a safe community. We all protect ourselves. In my neighborhood, the closest police station was like 20 minutes away. So you obviously need to take care of yourself and your family. We learned how to support each other in difficult times. I remember in the neighborhood, we used to have this alarm when there was a problem on the street, like a fight, or there was something dodgy going on. Someone switched on the alarm and everyone came out to see, oh, what's happening? And yeah, we learned how to look after each other.
Yeah, you learn that your network is critical to your life. Let's move on a bit now. You decided to come and study in the UK. What made you choose the UK? And why Middlesex? And what made it possible?
Yeah, this is a really interesting question because in the community, we have created the sense of traveling abroad is like a dream. Well, UK education is one of the most prestigious education of the world. There were like a few facts, like a main facts that made me choose the UK. One is the English, to get a perfect English and to achieve this goal of learning a second language. And secondly, the UK, as a prestigious education, provide really good universities to us to learn our skills. My BA was in films, so sometimes we had a little workshop on creating a story. So we did this in classroom, and then the practical part, we record on the actual location. So they gave us the tools to create the stories and to go out and shoot.
It sounds a really great skill to have, particularly nowadays when everything is so visual. Tell me a bit about the diversity compared to Colombia, and tell me a bit about how the culture is different.
Yeah, it's completely different. We have Venezuelans, where we might have some Argentinians or Mexicans, but if you come to London, you have people from Africa, you have people from Australia, from China, from USA, from all Europe. You have Latinos, Russians. So the diversity is huge, and the amount of culture is just incredible.
So it's the variety. In South America, the major migration is within the continent.
Yes. Yeah, obviously, there are. We have some Europeans living in Bogota. We have some North Americans living in Bogota, Chinese people living in Bogota, but it's not as big as in London. For example, there is no this culture of different restaurants in one street or communities. You know, in London, you can find a Latino community in Elephant and Castle, for example, or we can find Chinatown.
Yes, and we're making this in the pandemic, so we're looking very much forward to being able to go to all these places again. Tell me before that you wish you'd learned English more extensively before you arrived. What helped you work on your English when you came here?
Well, I studied English back in Colombia. Of course, you do in the school. Obviously, when you are 52 students at the school, you don't learn much. I finished school and then I went to the English college. Yeah, I did my English college course and then I was working in tourism. I was working in a hotel, so I practiced my English there. But when I came, it was not enough. It was definitely not enough. I didn't understand many things of what people say. And I did an English course for a year. And yeah, I practiced quite a lot by the time. But definitely the point I learned English was when I joined university and when I had to be critical and have to give my opinions, to be part of the discussions, to give my point of view.
Yes, yes. So a combination of a course, frontline work and studying. You've set up Spanglish as a business. Tell us about the idea and how it came about.
Spanglish was born to promote our culture and our language. That's the main goal of Spanglish. We thought about create something to give the great side of Latino culture and Colombia and our language. There is this stereotype of Colombia with drugs. We definitely need to do something to change it. So I say, I'm going to organize something to invite people to show some of the Colombian culture and the Latino culture.
So is there dancing involved? Because one of my stereotypes is the South American dancing.
Yeah, there is a lot of dancing involved. This is something that is one of the cultural aspects of Latin America, and in Colombia in particular, salsa, bachata, reggaeton. Yeah, we organize dancings. We take lessons. Many of the events, post-events activities are going to the salsa club.
Fantastic. Can you tell me some things that have happened as a result of Spanglish? For instance, has anyone got married?
There are many connections, definitely. And there are many relationships that had started because of Spanglish. I do know also many businesses that people start because of Spanglish. For example, I know two guys, this happened like 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago. They are interested in bringing coffee, Colombian coffee, to the UK. One is interested in stopping the big companies between the creators of the coffee, the farmers, and the consumers. And the other one is working on the quality of the coffee. And now they are connected through Spanglish. They are working to bring coffee and high quality coffee to the UK. I need to catch up what's going to happen in the next few weeks.
That's fantastic. How easy did you find it to set up a business in the UK?
Yeah, the UK helped quite a lot to the entrepreneurs and startups. There are great incentives to entrepreneurs. This is obviously different than in Colombia, that in Colombia it's not as organized as in the UK. So you can have this access and support from the government. If you have any troubles like setting up your solo trader or you copywriting your name. So you have a team from the government that can support you. And yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah, and people have told me that it's less bureaucratic than in other countries to register at Companies House and things like that.
Yes, yes. There are not as many difficulties as in other countries.
Give me a flavour of how hard you've had to work to make Spanglish work.
Well, it's a lot of work. The obstacles is when we have to work most. For example, after the last pandemic, I spent many hours like creating online events and looking for the right platform, creating the activities, contacting people. That was very demanding. Perfectly worked like 50 hours a week.
And did you find your customers were really happy to go online? I mean, obviously they'd rather meet in person, but they did most come with you online?
There were many. There were many, like in the following 2 months after the pandemic, until the lockdown start. Yes, I had quite a few participants and I even create more events. But it's been like dropping and dropping since there. So now at the moment, I am Spanglish is like on a stable line for events and participants. Obviously, as you say, they found it interesting at the beginning, but obviously they prefer physical events and the participants just get tired of online events. The physical events, you have these interactions, you have this feeling of being with someone, and yeah, it's just... That's completely different.
So you're looking forward to lockdown ending. We're going to move back now to living in the UK compared to Colombia. What do you think are the real challenges of living in another country to the one that you grew up in?
If you don't know the language, I would really recommend people to learn the language of the country that you are going to live at. And then, yeah, the culture and to adapt to the changes. So, for example, in Colombia, we have bakeries in every corner. And we are really used to have bread in the morning. So you kind of need to learn or to adapt to have different food or different goods for your daily life. Basically, you go to the supermarket and you get everything rather than going to the bakery or the butcher, because in Colombia we have butchers in every corner as well.
Oh, I missed that world when we used to go to individual shops and you'd pass the time of day with people. So if you were to give advice to anybody thinking about migrating to the UK and making their life here, would it be mainly about making sure that you learn English, or is there anything else that you might advise?
Also, do you know what you really want to do here? And when I say what you really want to do here is if you want to establish a business, or if you want to work for a company, or if you want to study, just study and then go back to your country. So having like a clear idea of what you want to do and do it, don't be afraid, be flexible, be open-minded, and definitely take the risk.
That sounds brilliant advice. And if anyone listening to this wants to find out more about Spanglish, where would they look?
Yeah, Spanglish is in Instagram and Facebook as at Spanglish Universal, and we operate on the platform Meetup as Spanglish Universal.
And if you want to find out more about Together in the UK, go to togetherintheuk.co.uk, our website, and it's all one word. Thank you very much, Christian.
Thank you very much, Teresa, and thank you very much to all the listeners. It was a pleasure.